We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, splendid viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional,
Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicana.
En Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. En Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Quay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hoto, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City and Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, New Zealand assists in building a solar power plant in Tonga. In good governance news, OLAC Vietnam allocates $12.5 million for the education of minority children. In veg news, Croatian restaurants are encouraged to enhance their plant-based offerings. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 20th, is Hungary's National Day. Also called St. Stephen's Day, it pays tribute to the first king of Hungary, considered to be the founder of the state. The capital city, Budapest, including the banks of the Danube, the Buda Castle Quarter and Adarasi Avenue, is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. It is recognized for its remarkable urban landscapes. Hungary's Fertu Hunság National Park contains Lake Fertu, Europe's largest saltwater lake. Hungary, known for its rich artistic legacy, is the birthplace of the international renowned composer, Béla Bátor. Famed pianist and composer Franz Liszt, and esteemed painter László Moholy-Nagy, among others. We wish the talented Hungarians a fantastic St. Stephen's Day.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Pakistan. Torrential rains in Pakistan at the end of July caused massive flooding of the Bon River in Balochistan province, followed by a second wave of floods on August 14th around the Indus River in Sindh province. More than 1,600 people lost their lives, as over 20 million survivors have been homeless and in desperate need of aid. Pakistani governments, as well as international countries and aid groups, have been diligently responding despite vast difficulties to deliver supplies and reach stranded villagers, with one of the most impacted regions being the Naushahro Feroz district in Sindh province.
About 50,000 people are likely to be affected, from which 25,000 displaced from the Kachha area. Most of the relief camps established by the district government, about 54 camps for the relief of affected.
Offering her deep consolation and tearful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly donated $65,000 and asked our association members, including medical professionals, to render help and also purchase tents for sheltering the most vulnerable. Then, most recently on August 15th, Supreme Master Qinghai sent another $50,000 to further address desperate needs of any kind. The combined $115,000 could obtain approximately $2 million in urgent supplies if purchased in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living.
Covering their own travel costs of $3,240, our association's relief team from Formosa, or Taiwan, went to the affected area on August 5th, with another team trained in medical and dental areas that arrived August 19th. With the help of the local nonprofit group, All Green, with whom our association's relief team has often collaborated on past relief missions, 885 food packages containing rice, wheat flour, beans, sugar, salt, and vegetable oil were prepared and shipped to the extremely underserved in Naushahro Feroz district.
We are very thankful to the Supreme Master Qinghai for providing relief assistance to the affected.
Our gratefulness, governments and groups worldwide, for your ongoing responses to relieve the Pakistani people's suffering, as we join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving assistance and our association members for their diligent efforts. With prayers for the victim's stability and recovery, we pray that humanity hastens towards gentler eco-conscious ways for the restored balance of this planetary home.
More landslide devastation in China. At least 67 people are missing after a new wave of mudslides slammed southwest China's Yunnan province early on Wednesday, August 18th, burying at least 10 vehicles and 21 homes. This was the second such disaster to hit Buladi Township in less than 2 months and left 28 people injured, 10 seriously. Electricity and communication lines were disconnected as roads were blocked and a bridge destroyed. Meanwhile, a large amount of debris was swept into the New River, causing water levels to rise by up to 6 meters. Rescue workers with tents and clothing were deployed to the remote area to assist evacuees. Also on Wednesday, officials raised the death toll to 15 for a mudslide that had struck Sichuan Province's Wenchuan County the previous Saturday, while the massive landslide in Zhukou County of Gansu Province was confirmed to have claimed 1,287 lives, with 457 still missing. Meanwhile, as rains continue, rescuers are still working to render aid to the afflicted.
With her sorrow and prayers, on August 19th, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $15,000 as she asked that our association members please go and check on the elderly, the orphaned, and other vulnerable victims most in need of help. With our sympathies for all who are suffering loss and prayers for the flood affected, We send our thanks also for the timely assistance of China's official and personnel, and for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving support.
May the Chinese people be graced with a soon restoration of stable day-to-day lives as humanity's gentler ways help to calm the ecosphere.
Quakes strike Guam and USA. Early on Thursday, August 19th, a strong 6.3 magnitude quake struck the Mariana Islands regions, its epicenter located 10 kilometers deep and 375 kilometers southwest of Hagatna, Guam. Meanwhile, an occurrence described by geologists as an episodic tremor and slip, or ETS, or silent earthquake, occurring for the past 3 weeks beneath the ocean just west of Seattle, Washington in the USA, has released the cumulative energy of a magnitude 7.0 Tembler. Experts are studying this activity in the hope of being able to better forecast larger quake events in the future. Thankfully, no injuries or damage have been reported from any of these tremors thus far. We thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-shaken regions, as we also pray that such potential disasters are minimized through a striving for greater consideration of all co-inhabitants of the earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russia hosts four-way summit and pledges to help Afghanistan rebuild. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev welcomed his counterparts Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan, Pakistani leader Asif Ali Zardari, and President Emomali Rahmon of Tajikistan for a rare meeting on Wednesday, August 18th, in the city of Sochi.
Прежде чем начать наши переговоры, я, конечно, хотел бы выразить наши глубочайшие соболезнования в связи с наводнениями в Пакистане. И это действительно очень серьезные стихийные бедствия, которые повлекли гибель большого количества людей и, к сожалению, огромные разрушения. Мы скорбим вместе с вами и готовы оказать всю возможную помощь пакистанскому народу.
Discussions centered on reviving their country's collaboration through economic projects, as well as assisting Afghanistan in bringing peace and stability to the region. A joint declaration was issued by the four presidents, in which they affirmed their support of Tajik, Pakistani, and Russian business people who are helping Afghanistan by rebuilding infrastructure. The heads of state also agreed to pursue a project supported by Russia that will supply energy from Tajikistan to Afghanistan and Pakistan. Affirming the intention to aid in Afghanistan's continued stabilization, President Medvedev said, Russia definitely supports efforts of Afghanistan in restoring civilian peace in the country.
I'm glad, President Medvedev, that you referred to the Kabul conference process. If implemented well, will take our country further into stability and progress. Once again, I'd like to express my full support and that of the Afghan people to this forum that you are attending today.
President Medvedev and fellow leaders, we lodge your amicable renewal of a shared partnership to benefit fellow citizens while supporting neighbor Afghanistan in her time of need. Blessed be such efforts in expanding friendship, prosperity, and peace among all the people of your beautiful nations.
Final U.S. combat troops depart Iraq. The crossing of the last 4,000 troops from Iraq into Kuwait early on Thursday, August 19th, brought U.S. combat operations in Iraq to a conclusion 2 weeks ahead of schedule. U.S. President Barack Obama noted that 90,000 troops have left Iraq over the last 18 months as he pledged that a further 6,000 would be gone by the end of August, leaving 50,000 troops in advise and assist roles only. Moreover, the President stated, consistent with our agreement with the Iraqi government, all of our troops will be out of Iraq by the end of next year. Meanwhile, we will continue to build a strong partnership with the Iraqi people with an increased civilian commitment and diplomatic effort. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, for continuing to bring soldiers home in favor of peace. wishing them a joyous life with family and friends, and that the Iraqi people may enjoy lasting harmony, stability, and prosperity.
Russia's capital bans nighttime sales of vodka as part of an ongoing initiative begun by President Dmitry Medvedev to reduce excessive alcohol consumption nationwide. Mayor Yuri Lushkov of Moscow has signed a decree prohibiting the sale of any beverage containing more than 15% alcohol between the hours of 10 p.m. and 10 a.m., effective September 1st. This new law follows several others, such as increased taxation, higher minimum prices, and a zero drink drive limit that have been enacted to protect the health of citizens, particularly Russian males whose life expectancy due to alcohol consumption has become less than those in many of the world's most impoverished nations. Speaking in support of the measure, which has already been shown to be effective in some other regions, Ministry of Health Chief Specialist on Alcohol and Drug Addiction Evgeny Broom said, "We can only welcome this law."
Анализ этой ситуации за последние 100 лет, я все-таки хочу сказать, что Россия не имеет древней культуры злоупотребления алкоголем, как об этом говорят некоторые эксперты. И проблема для России, на наш взгляд, является разрешимой, а не неразрешимой.
We join in respectful commendation, President Medvedev, Mayor Lushkov, Chief Specialist Brun, and Russia, for your ongoing efforts to safeguard fellow citizens from the harms of such addictive substances. May the Russian people and loved ones across the globe enjoy ever more the happiness and vitality of alcohol-free lives.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion in the United States, $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage, alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
Two UN peacekeepers freed in Darfur. Following their detainment since Saturday, August 14th, two Jordanian nationals were released unharmed in Qas, Sudan on Tuesday. First Lieutenants Nabil Kilani and Ahmad Kaisi were working as peacekeepers for the United Nations African Union mission in Darfur and were confirmed after medical checkups to be in good health. His Majesty King Abdullah of Jordan sent a plane on Tuesday to bring them home.
Our DJSR, who is our Deputy Joint Special Representative, Muhammad Yunus, went to go see them in Niala in South Darfur. He reported that they appeared to be in good condition, in good spirits, and he was very happy to have them back. He expressed also his gratitude to the government of the Sudan for assisting in arranging for their release.
We are relieved to know of the peaceful freedom of the two Jordanian peacekeepers, as we thank Your Majesty for conveying the special care of your country in escorting them safely home. May First Lieutenants Kilani and Kaisi be joyfully reunited with cherished loved ones.
Save our planet, adapting agriculture to mitigate climate change. From droughts in Mexico to floods in Pakistan and deadly heat in the U.S., extreme weather events are increasing due to global warming. Experts have stated concern that these could lead to instability in global agriculture markets and even conflicts over food, similar to those seen in 2007 and 2008. In a recent report, the World Bank studied the impacts of climate change in depth for the countries Mozambique, Ethiopia, Ghana, Bangladesh, OLAC of Vietnam, Samoa, and Bolivia, and estimated that the cost for all the most vulnerable countries to adapt to climate change will be $70 to $100 billion per year until 2050.
The reality is that climate change is a development issue. The poorest of the poor tend to be the most vulnerable to the impacts of climate change, whether it's sea level rise, drought, flooding. They also are the least resilient because of their impoverished state.
The World Bank's new study was presented by Environment Department Director Warren Evans, who explained that economic development is the most cost-effective method of climate change adaptation. In particular, developing sustainable agriculture would make both adaptation and mitigation of climate change efficient, a point confirmed by a 2009 Dutch study which found that a global shift to an organic vegan diet would save world governments 80% of climate mitigation costs by 2050, or a savings of $32 trillion.
Agriculture is one of the opportunities for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. There is a tremendous amount of carbon stored in soils and in grasses and so on. Right now, that is not a part of the equation in terms of getting financing to developing countries for reducing their emissions. But there's a tremendous opportunity to shift agricultural practices so that carbon is stored.
And what kind of practices are you talking about?
Well, a simple one is no-till farming. Where you reduce the amount of exposure of the soils to the air, to the atmosphere. You retain a higher level of organic composition and of vegetative growth on top of the soils, but proven over and over again to be a highly highly effective system for production. Other systems involve changing the way that water is managed, and in some cases it's a matter of changing crops.
Our appreciation, Director Evans and World Bank, for indicating ways to support the most impacted countries in mitigating global warming. May all nations help to make rapid and effective changes to stop further climate change.
During a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Ching Hai discussed organic vegan farming practices and their benefits for the planet at this crucial time.
Organic farming preserves topsoil and keep water bodies clean, and if used worldwide, would have the potential to absorb and store approximately 40% of all present-day CO2 emissions.